Welcome to Rim Objects Radio, the show about all things Rim Objects, your chance to hear what is going on inside Rim Objects, and also from time to time to hear from users like yourself and what they are doing with Rim Objects products. My name is Jim McKeith, and I'm a developer evangelist for Rim Objects software and your host for this podcast. Today, my guest is Sebastian Ginkter, who is also a developer evangelist for Rim Objects software, and we are discussing our upcoming conference appearances. How are you doing today, Sebastian?
I'm very fine, Jim. Thank you.
So we got a pretty busy summer coming up here with a few conferences going on.
Oh, yes. With a lot of traveling there, too.
Yes, we do.
Both of us.
So you're over in Germany, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm located in Germany, in the middle of the Black Forest, beautiful area here.
Excellent. Yeah, so now I'm over here on the west coast of the United States. In by Seattle, so we got conferences in Germany and conferences in the U.S., so both of us are traveling the opposite directions at different times.
Yeah. Have a nice trip together, then.
Yeah. So the first conference we have coming up is Delphi Live down in San Jose, and that's the 23rd through the 26th of August. That's a Monday through Thursday.
It's in fact the second Delphi Live conference. There was one last year, and I think May that was.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was May last year. And that was a lot of fun. That was a good conference last year. This one should be good again, hopefully with a larger turnout. It was a pretty good turnout last year, but it should only get bigger.
Yeah, I hope so. Meet more people there. It's always fun to meet up with the community and really see what they're doing and talk to them and see what they're doing with our products and then maybe see how we can help them with additional information and get them going.
Exactly. Exactly. So what sessions are you doing at Delphi Live?
I have two sessions there. The first one is about Hydra. It's called Native Delphi and .NET in Sweet Harmony, and that's all about extending your existing Delphi applications with .NET code, or if you're going to get a new product with .NET running, how you can put your old Delphi code you still have into that application to reuse your old code. So in both directions.
Yeah, so that's in a nutshell what Hydra does as well. Yeah, it lets you take code from Delphi or from .NET and swap them across.
Yeah, exactly.
What sort of limitations are there with Hydra, real quick? I mean, what can it do? What can't it do as far as moving code back and forth?
Well, actually, it can do everything that, everything you need to do. The only thing that, which really is a problem, is if you have a .NET application, which would run fine also on 64-bit servers or desktops, you definitely have to strip that down to 32-bit. Because you can't load 32-bit Delphi code in 64-bit applications. But you also have the possibility to get your components in the other world. And what's a little bit tricky is getting data back and forth. So there is no nice way to expose your data sets to the other world, but that is something you can get around by using other data access methods, like really using ADO.NET on the .NET side or using the data sets on the Delphi side and have two connections if you really need that.
Okay, so can you just out of the box take your Delphi components that you really know and love and just use those in .NET development?
Well, you have to wrap them additionally. You have to provide a clean API for the other side. You work a lot with interfaces. So if you have a component, you have to decide what properties, what methods you need to expose, put them in an interface, and then open that to the other side. It's a plug-in mechanism. You have to create your interfaces between the plugins so that the plugin host and the plugin you really load can talk to each other. Okay. So it's a little bit of handwork in there, but if you really have the worth in your old code, then that totally makes sense to wrap it up and take it to the next level with that.
Cool. And you have another session on the Delphi Prism as well, right?
Yeah, it's about the language specialties, things you have in Delphi Prism that you don't have in other .NET languages, like in C# or VB.NET or F# or any other .NET language, also the scripting languages. There are real neat things in Prism, like we have code contracts where you can define that special properties of your class have to be in a valid range after you call methods on them, and they go and throw assertions if they don't. So that's pretty cool for testing and checking that your code always is in a controlled state. We have Cirrus, which is a really cool thing, but I'm also going in the more common .NET language features you have in Delphi Prism in respect to the native Delphi. So I'm going to explain how link works, what's in it with enumerable, with extension methods, with lambda expressions, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. A number of those things that you're mentioning there are real paradigm shifts for software development. Until you get it, what they're for, you're like, that just doesn't make any sense to me. But then when you finally get it and start using it, it totally changes the way you write your code.
Yeah, it's especially Cirrus. It's you can do anything you want. In fact, Cirrus is a plugin API for the Prism compiler. You can write plugins into the compiler. You change the behavior the compiler works if you make use of the interfaces that Cirrus offers to you. So that's a lot more powerful. We have some samples with Prism. We shipped them. We already had some sessions about Cirrus, both of us, on the conferences last year, and showed off the features of Cirrus. It's so great. You can do things you just can't imagine. But you have to think in a Cirrus way to do that.
Yes, that's true. Definitely a different way of thinking about it. So then at Delphi Live, I have three sessions. One of them is a half-day workshop, and that's on Silverlight with Delphi Prism.
Wow, cool. Yes. Silverlight is great.
Yeah, I like Silverlight quite a bit. My last job, actually, I did Silverlight development full-time. And then at Code Rage last year, I did a Silverlight session. So this will really expand on that, get into data binding and some of the more advanced features with Silverlight as well.
Cool. I'll definitely sit in that workshop.
Yeah? Have you done anything with Silverlight yet?
No, not really. It's sad. I didn't have the time to dig into that by now. I have some friends of mine that are doing Silverlight development, but not for the web, but for the new Windows Phone 7 series. And that looks really great. Cool thing.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded the beta for the Windows 7 phone, but I definitely want to do that and look at how we can, make sure Prism works with that. It should, because it's all .NET and what we can do.
Let's hope that Microsoft didn't lock that up like the Compact framework the last time.
That's true. That's true. Hopefully, they didn't do that. Since it's using Silverlight, hopefully it works. But yeah, haven't tried it yet. So then, my other session I have is just a regular 1 hour version of the full half day workshop. So it's just Prism for people that couldn't go to the workshop is the idea. Delphi Prism with Silverlight. Mm-hmm. And then the last session I have is the Delphi Bots Live, which I did at Econ last year. You were there for that, weren't you? Or were you in a different session?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah. That was fun. Doing some, KI things it's AI in English, yeah.
Yes, AI.
Yeah. it's künstliche Intelligenz in German. It's KI here.
Oh, okay.
Is that?
So that movie AI, was that named KI there?
Actually, yes. they do translate every movie title. The new one, Sorcerer's Apprentice, it has a terrible translation in German. I even can't remember it. It was so terrible, I forgot it. Yeah.
Okay. So, the Delphi Bots Live is a fun session. We're doing a little programming bot stuff and running around to shoot each other in Unreal Tournament 3.
Yeah.
So that's what we have planned for the Delphi Live, and it's probably going to be pretty big conference, I expect. There's going to be some good stuff there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope. The Software and Support Media is going large here in the press and everything for Delphi Live, so I hope there are a lot of people there.
Yeah, and it was a good, like I said, good turnout last year, so if we just build on that, it should be a great one this year.
Yeah.
So the next session we have, and this, so I would say Delphi Day, but you would call it what?
We say Delphi Tage.
Delphi Tage.
The Delphi Tage, Delphi Days, is in fact only one day, or now it's more days. It's 3 days, no, 2 days here. It was originally the idea for the first Delphi Days 5 years ago was to have a real life meeting from one of the German Delphi communities from the DelphiPraxis.net. It's the biggest Delphi forum on the internet in Germany. And some of our users want to meet up and just make a real-life event and go and have a beer and something together. And we evolved that idea and it grew. And then the other forums we have in Germany, we have 3 big communities here. The other two joined the idea and said, okay, it would be great if we could do something together. And so that started to get big. And then that was with the Borland days. We had good connections to the German Borland people. And they said, okay, we have our road shows and we could sponsor your event and do a little road show on your event. So we had some official people there, and then they talked with Marco Cantu from Italy, and he came, and so it started to get a real big event for one day. And yeah, that was starting as a community event, and now it's a fixed size in the German Delphi community. We have the Delphi Tage for 5 years now. This is a real great thing. It's totally community powered. We have a lot of speakers from the community, and of course we have the official speakers there. David I is coming regularly. We had Jason Vokes there, and yeah, that's for a community event. That's really cool.
Yeah, it happens to be just a few weeks before Econ, which I was planning to be in Germany for anyway, so I'm going to extend my stay and stop by there beforehand.
Yeah, that is great. I see that you also have a roadshow in Denmark together with Mark later on. That's in between Delphi Tage and Econ, so that fits for your Europe trip.
Yeah, so that one kind of came out of I was going to be in Econ, or in Germany for Econ, and I was talking with Jens Fudge from in Denmark, and he said, hey, do you want to stop in Denmark while you're here and talk about Data Abstract for Xcode? And I was like, sure, we could do that. And this is what it evolved into, kind of a roadshow stop there in Denmark, a free event. Then that's the Tuesday, September 21st, that we'll be doing that one. And talking about Data Abstract for Xcode and cross-platform, how to get code sharing between your Windows PC and your MacBook and your iPhone, et cetera, all the fun stuff you can do with Data Abstract and RimObject SDK.
But that's not only Denmark special. You also have this on the Delphi Tage.
Yes, that's right. So then Delphi Tage, I was going to do just a regular Delphi session in the main part, and then it kind of evolved as well into the pre-conference. I guess they have 2 days of pre-conference, Thursday and Friday.
That was powered by the Delphi experts. They used the Delphi target to do pre-conference in front of that, doing their stuff. And then the regular community event is on the Saturday. We have 2 days of workshops in front. Yeah, that's right. From September the 16th to Saturday the 18th.
Yep. So the Thursday the 16th is actually an iOS workshop. So it's not Delphi specific. And then the Friday one is the Delphi Power Workshop. So the Thursday is Xcode, Friday is Delphi Power Workshop, and then Saturday is the main conference workshop.
Yeah. On Delphi Dex, I'm going to talk about the Hydra thing again, this time in German.
Oh.
And perhaps if you want, I can also try to join your session on Friday and translate a little bit, because I think we have a lot of Germans there when that's in Berlin. So perhaps I can support you a little bit there.
Okay, that would be great. Yeah, it would be interesting. I always thought the German workshops and stuff were all in German, but apparently they're mostly in German, but they're open for some English as well. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. Last year at Econ, it seemed to work pretty good. It was my first time last year. It was Econ. First time at Econ was last year.
Yeah, oh, cool. Was my third Econ last year. This time is my fourth. The Econ is end of September then.
Yes, end of September, the 27th through the 30th. That's Monday through Thursday. So you have two sessions, and I think I have four. Yeah, I do. Wow.
Yeah, you have four. That's you have a lot of work there.
I do.
My sessions is also, again, the Delphi Prism language specialties in German this time. And the other session is about Mac and iPhone development with Delphi Prism and Mono and Mono Touch and all the combinations you can think of, how to get your Delphi Prism code running on the Mac and iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch. Yeah.
Yes. It's nice now that they have the iPads got the update, so now it's actually officially running iOS with the latest update. So now you can just say iOS platform. Before it was iOS and iPhone platform on the iPad. So I have at Econ, I have two workshops, and the website's showing the icon for full-day workshops, but they're half-day workshops, and the time shows that they are half-day workshops. But the first one is a Delphi for .NET tutorial, kind of an introduction to Delphi Prism. So for those that don't know, the Delphi Prism is Delphi for .NET, but not the original Delphi for .NET.
Ooh, started with Delphi 8 and thankfully drowned somewhere in the past.
And I guess for those that don't know, RemObjects provides Oxygen, which is the compiler and the IDE integration for Delphi Prism, the heart and soul of Delphi Prism, as it were. That's the reason we cover it as we do, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the second workshop I'm doing is a Silverlight tutorial. So the idea is the first half will introduce you to Delphi Prism, and the second half will tell you how to use Delphi Prism with Silverlight. And then I have two regular sessions. The first one is Advanced Downloads, which is one I've done a couple times before. It's a lot of fun. It's how to use, I'm going to include both Internet Pack for Delphi Prism and Indie and probably, I can't remember the name of it now.
The other
Synapse.
Internet.
Synapse.
Synapse.
Yeah, I don't know why I can never remember the name of that one. Someone, a friend of mine calls it Snaps too, which always throws me off.
Snaps.
Yeah. So yeah, that will be using that and show you how to use all those different tools and what's going on behind the scenes to download a file, a single large file across multiple servers to speed up your bandwidth. Because most of us now have more bandwidth on our local pipe than we can get from our individual servers. And so if the file's available on multiple servers, you can download it from multiple servers and get your full local bandwidth by dividing it across multiple servers.
actually you're going to show how to write your own small scale download manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So it should be interesting. And when I did this before, I used the background intelligent transfer service, which is built into Windows, to show how to download in the background. And so I want to, I haven't done it yet, but I want to look and see what's involved in doing that from .NET. I'm pretty sure they have a wrapper for it. You don't have to just p-invoke it, but I'll look at that and see what is involved in that and hopefully have that covered as well.
Yeah, that's bits.
Yes, bits.
Bits and bytes. Bits. Yeah.
Which bits is pretty cool. I'm surprised more people haven't exposed it more because it's a service running on your computer that does its own download manager.
Yeah.
Neat stuff.
There are a lot of interesting APIs in Windows that you usually don't use, like the restart and recovery API, which is really cool when your application crashes and you want it to restart. And you can also use those callbacks to elevate your process and save the state of your application. And when it's getting started again from the system, you will be restarted with everything that's you need. That's a real cool API, and nobody uses it. That's pretty strange.
Yeah, there's a lot of APIs like that are useful and powerful, but they just don't get the attention and the use that they could help quite a bit. And so the last session I'm doing is .NET tools and tricks for Delphi Prism. And so this one is actually probably, well, so I'll be doing another session at Delphi Days, which will probably be this session. We don't know yet. They're still debating that, I guess. It'll probably be decided before this podcast airs, but it may be this .NET tools and tricks for Delphi Prism. And it's just going to look at some of the .NET tools that are available in the wider ecosystem of tools that come with .NET. So some of the things that go beyond just Delphi Prism programming, but things you can do now that you're in .NET ecosystem. So
I think the most famous is you're going to show Reflector and Resalsa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Resourcer, is that the decompiler one, right?
That's the resource inspector, also from Lutz Röder.
Oh.
From the same guy that wrote Reflector.
Yeah, I was going to do Reflector, but I was going to do Resourcer, so I'll do that one too. And then FXCop and...
Yes, that's important.
It's really important.
For your code quality, yeah.
It's one of those things that doesn't get as much attention as it needs to get, and it's very important, and it works with Delphi Prism, so...
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I will be covering at Econ.
Yeah, and then there seems to be another conference after Econ.
Yes.
I'm not there.
You're not going to be at this one.
Already, again, in the United States.
Yes.
That is at the beginning of November.
That's correct.
No, 360 IDEV.
Yes, 360 IDEV. It's down in Austin, Texas. And it's so RimObjects were actually an official sponsor of this one this fall. And I'll be presenting two sessions. The first sessions is database architecture and multi-tier concepts. And it's basically, it's not specific to RimObjects tools, but it's a overview of how to do kind of some of the things you need to be aware of with multi-tier and advanced database architecture when you're working on the iPhone, iOS platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is a session specific to Data Abstract for Xcode and how to use that to build applications for iOS. So it's kind of implementing the best practices that were in the other session with Data Abstract.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun too. So that's obviously all for the iPhone. 360 iDevs, all for the iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, iOS platform.
A lot to do the next time.
Yes.
Till the end of the year.
Yes.
A lot of traveling.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you have any other plans beyond this big bunch of conferences coming up? Anything you're aware of coming up on the horizon?
Not right now, no. I'm going to do some... after the conferences, I'm going to do some videos. We're going to show some more advanced stuff for the RAM Objects TV. That's the next thing on my schedule after that.
Yeah, the RAM Objects TV, something that's coming up here that's going to have all sorts of videos on there. I've been working on a few of those too. Should be some neat stuff there, hopefully. And now, also, people can get that replay of your Data Rage session too, right?
Yeah, I don't right now if we also uploaded it on our RAM Objects TV page, but from the Data Rage page at Embarcadero, you can get a download of the session.
Yeah, well, we should be able to include that in the in the RAM Objects TV site as well, for people to download once we get that up and running.
Yeah, perhaps I can re-encode that, make it a little bit larger, because the Data Rage thing was over NetMeeting that just accepted very small flash files.
Yeah.
So was a little bit unsharp? No, how do you? Blurry.
Blurry.
Very blurry, and I think we're going to re-encode that to a higher resolution and put that on our TV site, and then you can really enjoy that video.
That would be good. Definitely. Okay. Do you want to... I guess that's good. I was trying to think if there's anything else we want to talk about, but I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. No, I don't have any ideas beyond that currently.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time, Sebastian, and let you get on with your evening over there.
Yeah, it's nearly 10 p.m. now in 15 minutes. Well, so nearly time to go to bed. I have to get up early tomorrow, so yeah.
Okay, well then I guess I'll let you go. I appreciate your time. Thanks for being on RAM Objects Radio. I'm sure we'll have you on here again.
Yeah, I hope so. that's our job in the end.
That's right. That's our job. And we'll probably do some stuff down at Delphi Live or at these conferences as well. We'll record some stuff on site is the kind of what we're thinking. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think we meet interesting people there. Perhaps at Econ we will meet Hadi Hariri. I think you know him.
Yeah.
I think he probably is at Econ. I'm not really sure. He should be. Or was that Basta? That's the other big conference from SNS Media.
He had a conflict with Hadi. Make it, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people have. Marco Cantugu won't come to Econ, which is very sad. He's a cool guy.
Yes.
I don't even know. He's not even at Delphi Live. That's very sad.
Oh, he's not at Delphi Live either?
No. I think he has another... he has a conflict there too. But perhaps, really, really perhaps, he could make it to the Delphi Days. It's not yet, but we are going and doing some phone calls, and we are trying to get him there. Perhaps as a side note to the Delphi Days, from the biggest German Delphi community, the Delphi Praxis, I'm also a moderator there, and I'm in the organizing team from Delphi Days. So, yeah. Plop. Yeah, we had that on your side previously. You hear the plop?
Yes, we can hear the getting messages in the background.
Come on, that's my mother. Just shut up. No. Okay. I think that. Yeah. As a side note to the Delphi Days, I'm also on the organizing team for that conference as a moderator from the biggest German Delphi community, the Delphi Praxis. And we're going to have some additional phone calls, and perhaps, maybe, we can get Marco Cantu coming there if he can make it. But no promise about that right now.
Yeah. Now, Delphi Praxis it's a very big community. It's probably the largest community outside Embarcadero's forums, wouldn't you say? Worldwide?
I don't know that, but we have over 1,005,000 threads. Not threads, but articles in the posts in the forums. We have like 40,000 to 50,000 registered users. But not every one of those is really active. So I think we have like up to 10,000 active users, which were there in the last few months logged in. And maybe I can get you some better numbers. Going to the statistic page here. So we have users. Yeah, no, we have 11,500 active users in July. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Unique users in this month. It's a real big peak. Okay, we just relaunched the Delphi Praxis page with a new forum system beyond that. We used to use PHPBB, and now it's vBulletin. And after that, there was a little movement. And 11,000 active users. And about currently we have like 6,000 to 7,000 new posts per month, and it's maybe the largest community out there besides Embarcadero's forums. Definitely the biggest German community.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Makes me want to learn German. That's for sure.
we really have a strong community, and I think we can be a little bit proud of that. So Embarcadero has to look where to listen to the users, and that's definitely Germany.
Yeah, I actually took some German in grade school, but I think I can count to 10, and I know a few of my colors or something like that. I have to work on that, learn some more German, especially if I'm going to keep traveling over here to Econ and such.
Yeah, then perhaps next year you can have your sessions in German here.
Oh, that would be a stretch. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sebastian. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, was nice talking to you, Jim.
Likewise.
And I think we can do some other recordings in the next few months after the conferences. Yes. Again, and get some videos done and get some cool stuff out to you people listening to us.
Absolutely. All right, take care, and thanks to everybody for listening to RIM Objects Radio. I encourage you to visit our website, rimobjects.com, download the latest version of our summer 2010 release that just came out, and check out the trials, update your subscriptions, and anything else that you might need to do. If you have any questions, feel free to send us an email at rimobjects.com. I'm sorry, it's at radio@rimobjects.com. And until next time, I'm Jim McKeith. Bye.